We have a lot to be grateful for. Plumbing, electricity, food, shelter, technology, air purifiers, coffee makers, the list goes on. We truly live in a miraculously advanced society, at least compared to our ancestors. And we should definitely appreciate that. But culturally and morally, we live in somewhat of a degenerative society. And as a result, many kinds of self-destructive behavior have been normalized. But that doesn't make it any less destructive. That doesn't make it any less harmful. It just makes it more difficult to criticize. Because the more we normalize self-destruction, the more people will defend it. And they often defend it by attacking the truth. So I may say some things today that make you uncomfortable. And you may find yourself lashing out at me through your phone. But I'm going to speak the truth to you because the truth is what you need. It's what you need to break out of this self-destructive pattern. And you want to stop being self-destructive, right? Well then, let's not waste any time and get right to it. This is your Honest Health Podcast. And welcome, everybody, to episode 40, How to Stop Being Self-Destructive. And if this is your first time here, my name is Justin Seaman. And be sure to go to yourhonesthealth.com at the end of this episode if you want to learn more about me and what I do. Or if you want to reach out, you can also find me on Instagram at Justin Seaman Health. But I think that you're going to probably have a pretty good idea of what I do by the end of this episode, either way. And if you're dealing with self-destructive thoughts or feelings right now, then please listen to the full episode. Because I'm going to help you get through it. I'm going to help you fix it. Today we're going to dig in to the reason why you developed these self-destructive thoughts or self-harmful thoughts in the first place. Because if we can become conscious of the origins of it, then we can understand that it's not actually ours, you know? We aren't just naturally self-destructive. I mean, think about it. That doesn't make any sense, right? Like, everything the human body does is to preserve itself. Always. It always protects itself. The natural default response of our bodies is to protect and preserve itself, right? And you're not just some weird anomaly to that. Deep down, you want to protect yourself too. But somewhere along the line, you learned that you weren't good enough. Somewhere along the line, you learned that you deserved the bad things that happened to you. So today we're going to shake that BS emotional propaganda out of you. Because that's what it is. The idea that you deserve to be mistreated, the idea that you don't deserve to be respected or supported or loved, that idea is absolute nonsense. So today you're going to start choosing a healthier life. And I am going to put the consequences back on the people who created this trauma in you. Because their abuse of you is not your fault. Their abuse of you was not your choice as a child. But you're an adult now, and you have a choice as an adult to break free from your emotional prison. You can break free from these self-destructive thoughts. And if you give me a chance to guide you out of this, that's exactly what you're going to do. So as I mentioned, you're not just naturally self-destructive. Like, it's not who you are deep down. These self-destructive thoughts or actions, they develop as a result of how we interact with our parents as children. Our parents teach us so much, whether directly or indirectly, whether good or bad, because we are designed to need our parents as children. And that's just the way we are. We are extremely social creatures, and we need guidance, and we need protection, and we need love when we're children. And if we get abuse instead of those things, then our perception of reality can start to unravel. Our reality can start to unravel. Because our needs don't change, even if our parents don't provide them to us. You see? As children, if the people we know we need begin to treat us as if we're not valuable, then we will begin to believe them. Mostly as a survival mechanism, right? Since our parents are responsible for keeping us alive and for our day-to-day lives. We have this natural default setting in our brain that compels us to want to do what our parents want us to do. At least initially, right? As we get older, that might change, depending on the person. But initially, we want to make sure we're getting what we need. And since we know that we need our parents in order to get what we need, then we have to please our parents. At least to some degree, right? But the overall point is that we need our parents, even if they mistreat us. And we have no choice but to put up with whatever behavior our parents choose to do. And perhaps to understand it in a different way, we have no choice but to trust our parents, regardless of how they treat us. That's the big thing to understand. These are the people who are going to keep you alive. So you better do what they say. And it is in this stage of our lives where we might learn to become self-destructive through the behavior of our parents towards us. For example, if they hit you physically, anywhere on your body, for any reason, you may begin to internalize that you deserve to be hit. When, of course, you don't. No child deserves to be hit. I don't care what a child does. They break a rule, great. Don't hit them. Or maybe they poked you in the eye by accident, or even on purpose. I mean, that sucks, but don't hit them. Or maybe they said something rude. Maybe they said something hurtful. And that's an unfortunate moment. Don't hit them. There is zero justification for inflicting physical pain on a child. A child. Do I have to say that out loud? They can't fight back. They're weaker than you. They're smaller than you. And you think to yourself, I can take this guy. Big strong man you are, taking on an innocent small child like that. Yeah, big strong man. Big strong man. Unable to use his words. Unable to connect. Unable to be a leader. Unable to be a protector. Big strong man. Or big strong woman, as it so often is. By which, of course, I mean coward. A huge, pathetic coward. And these people know that deep down. People that hit children, they know they're cowards. But the reason I'm saying all this is so that if you were hit as a child, you need to know that it was your parent who was at fault 100%. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter. You never deserved to be hit. But you may have been convinced by your parents that you did deserve to be hit. And that could be why you continue the abuse of yourself today. You understand? And it might not just be physical. It could be emotional abuse. Maybe yelling. Any form of behavior from your parents that made you feel less valuable than you are. Right? Anything that made you question your worth. Anything that undermined your well-being. Could be yelling, belittling, shaming, or even ignoring. Any of these things can make some children feel absolutely terrible about themselves. And being stuck in that environment with people you need, maybe you start to think that you deserve to be treated that way. And after a while, as a child, you start to believe it's true. And then that belief stays with you. It becomes ingrained into your psyche. It becomes your identity, partially. And then you grow up into an adult. And when you experience a trigger in your life that reminds you of when your parents mistreated you, that is when your self-destructive thoughts come bubbling to the surface again. But you understand, it's not you doing this to yourself, right? It's your parents. It's your parents in your own head. It is you, but it's your parents in your own head. You internalized, as a result of your parents' behavior towards you, that you deserved to be mistreated as a child. So now you keep mistreating yourself as an adult. And I'm so sorry. You never deserved any of that. You deserved love and guidance. You deserved respect and honesty. You deserved support and curiosity and understanding. You deserved to develop your personality without being mistreated. You deserve to be able to play and to do the things that you love to do. And I'm so sorry if you didn't get to experience that. And you might have to grieve over the fact that you didn't have that as a child, because you can't go back in time. You can't go back in time and relive your childhood and experience the things that you deserved to experience. Can't go back in time. But what you can do is understand your past. You can understand the truth about how you feel and how you felt. You can understand your relationships with your parents and your siblings and your teachers. Because you may have been dealt a bad hand. And don't worry if it's not as bad as someone else, right? Don't compare yourself to others. Don't diminish your own experience just because someone else may have had it worse. Of course, someone else had it worse. There's always someone else who had it worse. Doesn't matter. Your experience was real. And so are your feelings. And you deserve to have the life that you want. This is about you now. It's okay to focus on you. You are important enough to focus on yourself and to do what is good for yourself. You're worthy of that. But you have to let that possibility into your head. The possibility that you're actually worthy of good things. Because you are. You absolutely are. But you have to choose it. Because it is your choice to make. And you could choose to be self-destructive for the rest of your life. You could. But you're not going to do that. Because even though you struggle now with these self-destructive habits, you're already on the path to improving. You realize that? So don't speak negatively about the strength and the resilience that got you here, trying to improve your life, trying to improve yourself. Don't belittle the courage that it takes you, the strength that it takes just to be here listening to this right now. Because I am the person you come to when you have already chosen you want to be better. You understand? Like, I didn't implant the desire in you for you to be a better person. I didn't grant you the privilege of self-improvement. I didn't give you anything that you don't already have yourself. This strength, this courage, this resilience, that is all you, baby. That's not me. Well, it is me for my own life, right? But it's you for yours. And I can inspire, I can reason, I can encourage. But I can't give you virtue. Because you already have it. And you may be in the middle of figuring out how to start acting with virtue. And that's good. That's okay. It's okay that it doesn't get 100% better overnight. The point is, you are already willing to improve your life. You are willing to become a better person. You are willing to start living with self-respect. You want it. And I can feel it. But as I said, you can't go back in time and live the childhood that you deserved. And you're going to have to grieve that. And the reason you have to grieve that is because it's sad. It's sad that you didn't get the love and guidance that you deserved as a child. It's sad. But if you don't process that, then you will end up trying to recreate it in other ways, unconsciously. Perhaps by acting like a child as an adult. I've seen that many a time. Some people have a tendency to revert back to their childhood and even start speaking like a child. And that's not healthy. It's a sign that you haven't fully processed your past. You need to reclaim the honesty and the vulnerability that you were born with without trying to actually relive your life like a child. Obviously, you don't want that, right? You don't want to act like a child as an adult. And that's why I say I can't be the one to do the work for you. Because if you look to me to heal you, as opposed to healing yourself, then you're putting me in the father category. And that's not who I am for you. I can't be your father. I can be your friend. But I can't be your father. I can guide you out of the cave. But you have to walk on your own 2 feet. I mean, what do you expect? You want me to put you in a bassinet and carry you out? Come on, you're an adult. And you can heal. And you can save yourself. And you will. Because you're already starting that process. Literally right now. By being here. You made it through your childhood. You suffered trauma, but you made it. And now you're here, wondering how you can be better. Wondering what you have to do to improve. Most people don't ever get to this point after going through what you went through. So don't discount how valuable it is that you have a deeply rooted desire to improve yourself. That's a big deal. So the self-destruction stops here. And don't talk negatively about yourself either. You know, how can you talk negatively about yourself when you've gone through so much mistreatment that was never your fault? Don't verbally abuse yourself now as an adult when you had no choice but to absorb the verbal abuse your parents inflicted on you as a child. You see what I'm saying? I didn't really say that properly, but you were subjected to such negative actions as a child, none of which were your fault. And it's hard to break free from the internalized thoughts that you deserve that negativity. But you don't. And you know it. Deep down, you know it. And that's why you're here. Because you know you deserve better. And you know you can be better. And damn it, if that's not inspiring all by itself. I don't even need to do this podcast. Your resilience is already inspirational enough. So don't let the negative actions that were done to you keep you from feeling good about the good that you have in you. The very same good that brought you here. Don't feel bad about that. And sure, maybe you've done some bad things as an adult. And yes, you are responsible for your actions as an adult. But you're still here, right? You still have the desire in you to improve. My God, look at yourself. You are one admirable human being. And you can't undo the bad things you've done as an adult. But you can always learn from them. And that's what I'm here for. And hopefully you know that now. I'm not going to go chasing after you while you run away from your past. Or while you run away from your choices as an adult. I'm not chasing after anyone. You came here. Remember that. You came here. And now I'm going to show you how to improve. Not because I'm forcing you, but because you already want to. I don't have to convince you of anything. All I have to do is just connect the dots for you. And that's going to look a little bit different for everybody, depending on their own unique experience. But my friends, I am begging you, don't put yourself down. Get these negative, self-destructive thoughts out of your head. You survived the abuse. You survived the abuse. You survived the abuse. Let it ring through the halls and echo through the generations to come. Because if you put a stop to this now, the future will be touched by your choices. And the abuse will be stopped in its tracks. And there will be some children in the future who don't have to go through this because you were strong enough to stop it. And in a way, by doing that, you become immortal because your choices will ripple through the years, long after you're gone, in ways you can't even imagine. And when you realize that, the very thought of being self-destructive will seem utterly crazy to you. Inconceivable. Because you survived the abuse. And now you're going to make sure it never happens again. And you are going to be an inspiration for humanity. You listening to me? Humanity is going to be inspired by you. Because you survived abuse. And despite the abuse, you still had the strength to improve yourself and to not let the abuse control you for the rest of your life. No, you stood up. You're standing up right now and saying, "Ain't no way that's happening, Jack. Ain't no way." And I know I don't know you personally. Well, most of you anyway. Even if I don't know you personally, I couldn't possibly be more inspired. And I couldn't possibly have any more admiration for someone. So the next time you catch yourself speaking negatively about yourself, remember that it's not you. Those aren't your thoughts, because you don't want that. It's just the BS that was propagated in you as a child. All BS. Because you have value. You have worth. And you have your respect to reclaim. So don't let anyone get in your way of doing that. Especially not yourself. I mean, think about it. Like, if you're a lobster who miraculously escapes getting boiled in a pot of hot water, if you escape that situation, you don't then just turn around and start a fire in the forest and start roasting yourself, do you? No. You escaped abuse. You survived. So leave it there. And go prove to yourself that it was worth it. Prove to yourself that it was worth it that you survived. Because it was. And you're going to see that. Every breath you have is a gift. And it is an opportunity to be better and to be a positive influence on the world. Some things in this world, you just can't change. And that's good. It's good. The sun is going to rise and the sun is going to set. The clouds are going to rain. And they are going to rain until they're finished raining. But there is one thing that you can change. Your path. Your path forward. You can change that. And I am so honored to be part of your path forward to a better life. Because for a long time, you may have felt like no one was ever really there for you. But those days are over. Because in the very least, I'm here now. I am here for you. And I will be here for you until you can be there for yourself. And together we're going to make sure that happens. Because you have so much to offer the world. You have so much to give. But first you have to stand up and assert yourself. Be what you want from others. Be respectful of yourself. And then go find respectful people. Be honest with yourself, and then go find honest people. You see? And it's okay if it takes a bit of time to do that. The important thing is taking action. Reclaiming the power over your own life that you surrendered long ago. The home you grew up in may have been full of many things, some of it abuse. And that home is where you learn to do many things, some of it self-destructive. But as you are now, that home is behind you, and the world is ahead of you. You can make your own home now. And I wonder, what's that going to be like? Okay, everybody, if you found this episode useful in any way, please don't hesitate to browse through the Your Honest Health playlist to find more episode topics that relate to you. They are all free to download on Podbean, on Apple, or on my website, yourhonesthealth.com. Thank you all for joining me today. I will be back here before you know it next Monday with another episode of Your Honest Health. And until then, please take care. And take care the way your body naturally heals a wound. Let that be how you heal the destructive thoughts that were planted in you as a child. Uproot the propaganda that you're not good enough. Rip that nonsense out. And start living the life you know you could live if you tried. And if you want any personal guidance, you can book a consultation with me anytime on Instagram at Justin Seaman Health or on yourhonesthealth.com. Okay, my friends, thank you all so much for your time today. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.